This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Harum Helmi. As rain continued to pour, Miller County Emergency Management Director Barlow Bigger says the county hasn't seen Osage River flooding like this in 30 years. Bigger says the county commissioner has declared a state of emergency and people in Camp Bagnall and Tuscumbia are being asked to evacuate as the situation develops and water levels continue to rise.
We're just looking at the severe heavy rain forecast for tomorrow also, so the ground is so saturated now, I'm not sure where the water's going to run when we get this additional rain.
Ameren, Missouri has opened the floodgates on the Bagnall Dam earlier today, which could increase Osage River's water level. The state of Missouri is giving the city of Joplin 32 storm shelters that were used at temporary housing sites after the 2011 tornado. The Federal Emergency Management Agency gave the shelters to the state, which offered them to Joplin for free. The Joplin City Council decided this week to use half of the shelters on public property. Organizations can apply for the remaining shelters. The Joplin Globe reports organizations will only have to pay the moving costs. Joplin's finance director says moving each shelter could cost $8,650. Mandatory evacuations are in place in parts of Pulaski and Phelps counties as flooding persists in south-central Missouri. Jennifer Davidson has the latest.
The Missouri Department of Transportation closed sections of Interstate 44 south of Rolla and U.S. 63 in Marys County after about 6 inches of rain fell this morning. Several homes were evacuated in the Phelps County town of Newburgh. Much of Waynesville was evacuated Tuesday. Many of the routes leading to these areas are also closed due to water over the roadways or in many cases because parts of those roads have been washed away. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has deployed 50 military policemen from the Missouri National Guard to help in the effort to save lives and property. Meanwhile, those creeks and rivers that have breached their banks are now spilling into farmland in many counties throughout the Ozarks region, threatening the safety of those living there, as well as their homes, livestock, and crops. I'm Jennifer Davidson.
The Joplin School District says it still has a need for mental health services for students and staff recovering from the May 2011 tornado. The program, though, could be scaled back the school year. In the months immediately after the tornado, the school served 2,200 students and staff members through a partnership with Ozark Center. The district took over the program in 2012, hiring 15 mental health professionals and counselors. This year, counselors expect fewer students to require tornado-related assistance. The program's emphasis will now be on helping students learn ways to deal with future traumas. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.